Alrighty, everyone, I will now call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. If everyone will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright, we'll now have our period of public comment. This is a period devoted to comments for items currently on the agenda. Are there any questions or comments? Yes?
I'm here because I'm interested in number two, what is vacation abandonment?
Let's see, so that one, I believe, the vacation and abandoned, Hunter, could you explain?
Yeah, so vacation and abandonment, essentially they're doing is they're saying, in this case, it's for Riley First Street. So they're asking that the road essentially be given back to the private property owner, so being taken out of the public, that's a public right away and giving back as private property. So essentially, get rid of it as a road.
The whole road or just?
No, just a portion of it.
Were there other questions or comments? Alright, moving on to the approval for the minutes for our last meeting, December 15th.
Move to approve.
Alright, we have a motion to approve our last meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Onto the approval for today's agenda, December 29th, hold, combine, or delete any items.
Move to approve the agenda as printed.
Alright, we have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Seeing none opposed, motion passes. I don't believe we have any informational items. So now we move on to the planning and zoning portion. For the January 3rd Planning Commission meeting, application VS220630 LV Cheyenne Industrial LP, vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Land Boulevard located between Cheyenne Avenue and Cecil Avenue alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
It'll face you. Name and address for the record, please.
Jesse Patchett, address 8345 West Sunset Road, Suite 150, on behalf of the applicant. As part of our notice of final action, the county requested that we install detached sidewalks, so we're vacating a portion of the right-of-way, dedicating it back as a utility and a pedestrian access easement to accommodate the detached sidewalk that the county requested. The portion that is being vacated and rededicated back as easement as long Land Boulevard shown in green on the exhibit.
All right, thank you, Jesse. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
Pretty straightforward. I move to approve with staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you.
What's your last name?
Last name's Patchett, P-A-T-T.
For the January 17th Planning Commission meeting, application VS220649 Greystone Nevada LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Hollywood Boulevard located between Bayou Hollow Avenue and Alto Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Name and address for the record, please.
Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. If I could ask to zoom in just a little bit. Mine's a little smaller than the board. Okay. Okay, as mentioned, we are here for a vacation and abandonment request for a 5-foot portion of the right-of-way on Hollywood, which is just north of Alto. It's very small, but it's this portion right here that leads right up to the Bayou Hollow Avenue. The project was previously approved for a 5-foot detached sidewalk, but at the request of the commission, it has been asked that we do a 10-foot detached sidewalk instead, with 5 feet of landscaping on each side. We worked very closely with Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office on this. Staff is recommending approval. We appreciate their time and efforts on that, and I'm here for any questions.
Great, thanks so much, Misha. Any questions or comments from the public on this item? Yes, ma'am. Oh, may I have your name and address for the record, please?
Kathy Ann, K-A-T-H-I-A-N-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 6659 Elk Creek Lane, 89156.
Thank you.
Is that right from the wall where they did construction out 10 feet? Right from the cinder block wall of the development?
The community wall is shown right here. There would be 5 feet of landscaping, 10 feet of sidewalk, another 5 feet of landscaping, and then the street. Okay. Of course.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board.
No questions. Seems kind of straightforward to me.
I would approve.
Yep.
All right. We have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you. For the January 17th Planning Commission meeting, application WS220645, Cliffs Dover Community Association, waiver of development standards to increase the height of existing perimeter fence for residential development on 39.4 acres in an R3 multiple family residential AE65 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Craig Road and Nellis Boulevard. Is the applicant present? Nope.
No applicant, but they wanted us to review the item as...
Gotcha. Okay, so no applicant present. We'll move on to questions and comments from the public. Seeing none, questions and comments from the board?
Next.
Moving the height from 6 to 9 feet. Northeast corner. Okay, the new Dover Heights development. Any questions or comments? Do you have a motion?
I would make a motion to follow staff recommendation for approval with all their recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. For the January 18th Board of County Commissioners meeting, application ZC220538, Southwest Affordable RE LLC, zone change to reclassify 2.5 acres from an R3 multiple family residential zone to an RUD residential urban density zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce open space; 2, reduce setbacks; and 3, reduce landscaping. Design review for a single family residential development, generally located on the north side of Owens Avenue and the west side of Sandy Lane within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle. And I don't know if you want to do the next item too. It's the tentative map for this.
Sure, I can do that as well.
Or I'll just stage it.
I will also read into record application TM2250181, Southwest Affordable RE LLC, tentative map consisting of 27 lots and common lots on 2.5 acres in the RUD residential urban density zone, generally located on the north side of Owens Avenue and the west side of Sandy Lane within Sunrise Manor.
And again, Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing Storybook Homes on both these items, which Storybook Homes is now a division of Toll Brothers. And this is an area where they actually love. This is like their fourth project in the last 2 years to do in this area. So they're taking multifamily land and downzoning it to RUD to build single family detached homes. We do have couple waivers. One is to reduce the open space by 12%, but one of the reasons I think staff recommended approval is because it's a minimal amount, and we have a lot of parks in the area. There's just almost immediately to the east is the wash that's along there. There's a trail all along the wash, so the trailhead is right there, just a little bit to the east, and then there's three smaller sort of pocket parks, and then a big, big regional park down here. So there's a lot of open space in the area, and so I think they thought that there was probably more ability to have active open space through the park system than a smaller park on our side. But we still do have some active, passive, like walking, jogging trail in the open space. The other waiver that we have is in the rear of the lot. We're allowed to have 50% of the building to project into the rear yard, and we want to make it add a 10% more, so it's 60%. It's been approved on the other projects. It just allows for a little bit more livable space inside the project, inside the homes. And then we're asking for landscaping to reduce along the right-of-way in the sense that because there's an existing attached sidewalk, and we didn't want to rip it out and expand, so we're having landscaping on our side, and it matches what's existing in the area. And again, staff recommended approval, and so with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, thank you.
And I do have the house plans if you want to look at them.
Okay, perfect. Any questions or comments from the public? I don't think we have anybody. Questions or comments from the board?
I think it's pretty straightforward. Again, you know, you've got a good reputation here. I've seen several of these projects come through. They're doing what we want in the community here. Affordable single-family homes.
And I think we need more rooftops and single-family homes and at an affordable rate. I like the project, and I think it's great for the neighborhood.
Do we have any idea of the affordability?
The cost of it?
Mm-hmm.
We have, there's a project that's been built over here, which is the, I don't know if you can see or I can turn around. You can see the streets in there. They actually mm-hmm. have houses in there because we have another project coming to you next year here. And so we had our neighborhood meeting in the model home there. So they're selling at about $309,000 is what they start at, which sort of kills me to say that's what's affordable these mm-hmm. days. But it's, you know, so they're in the under 350. And I think the entry level houses now are like at 400.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, again, kills me to say that because that's just such an outrageous cost.
Okay. All right. Do we have any?
I move to approve.
All right. We have a motion to approve all items with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none approved, motion passes. None opposed, excuse me, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. All right. Now, is there any general business? I don't believe so. Comments by the general public. I believe this is mine and Max's
comment.
Last meeting.
I have one comment though. Two comments.
Yes.
One comment is on the bottom of our all of our sheets here. I think we need to update. I know Yolanda King is no longer the county manager.
Oh.
We've been having that for the last couple of meetings, so if we can't update that or
okay.
remember,
yeah.
you know,
it's probably because
that
I said,
is. I mean, because we put it out as a public document. I'm sure it's posted and all that. So she's no longer the city county manager. And then the other comment I want to say is I wanted to thank you for all your work and service and everything that you've done as the chairperson. I hate to see that you go, that you're going.
Thank you.
Please stay in contact. Please keep us in your thoughts and prayers. And
thank you.
And hope to see you back, actually.
Yeah. See what happens, maybe.
See you later.
Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
But I wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Our next meeting, January 12th. We're adjourned.